This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. We are live tonight to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And, well, it's Tuesday, so normally, well, no, we always did it on Tuesday. Anyway, joining me tonight from the Polite Society podcast, from Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and everywhere that he writes is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, we're not going to get a chance to do this too many more times before we're going to meet face-to-face in Camden, Tennessee.
Yep. We got one more. One more.
Yeah. I made hotel reservations, ordered 1,000 rounds, started studying the videos. Ooh, I'm getting excited.
I made my reservations today myself. I haven't looked at the videos yet, but I probably will just to get a little idea of it.
Sure.
But, yep. You know, that's... Yeah, I'm right there with you. Although, I have a question for you. When are you coming back?
I think I'm going to spend the night and come back on Monday.
How long will it take you to get back?
Ten hours.
10 hours. I think it's going to take me about 8.
Yeah, comparable.
So,
you were thinking of trying to get... Oh, leave...
Well, no. I'm going to be leaving Monday morning, too.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking about Monday night because I want to do the show live. I want to do the show live.
Gotcha. Yeah, Thank you.
We'll discuss that. So
okay, so one of us gets to good point. All right, something to think about. We'll make devious plans there.
Devious plans. So, what is on your mind this after all of this recent time?
Let's start. You gave me an idea, and I've refined it a couple times. Don't blush. Your listeners know better. I understand that false modesty.
Right, right.
Well, despite the just avalanche of sensationalized news coverage, you and I haven't seen really solid reports about mass murders in our schools. And if you doubt it, consider this. Okay, in the... Just you couldn't avoid it. Hours and hours of coverage. Did they talk about where these murders come from? Crickets. Did they tell you how to protect our schools or how violent our schools either are or are not? The sad news is we were sold a bunch of excitement by the news, that which really didn't serve us very well. If the duty is to inform the voter, that's why the public has a need to know. Well, come on. They failed. But let's look at the question, and if they won't do it, I'll give it a try.
Sure.
I think we know the psychology of mass murder, and I'm going to talk to every parent or anybody who had it, at least an older brother who saw younger kids misbehave, and you've seen them act out. You know, if we don't give our children the kind of attention they need, then they're going to act badly to get the kind of attention they want.
Right.
Now scale that. I mean, every parent listening just went, yep, been there. But now scale that behavior up to today's young men. We've told them, particularly our boys, that men are bad.
Well, and if some they have. Well, they have, yeah.
Yeah, the public has. Tell me, what was the last hero you saw on TV? Male hero.
Oh.
You know, in a sitcom? Other than the guy wearing a cape. They don't exist.
Right.
I guess sports figures are what's supposed to work as a substitute, right?
But,
oh, well. But if they can't, if our young men can't get our approval for their virtues, then some of them, sadly, some of our broken young men, will get our attention with their vices. And that's how we built today's mass murders. And the media just dives right in to help. It's really frightening. Again, dig back into your memory. You remember the new parent, or maybe it was a teenager who had a new crush and they couldn't stop talking about him?
Right.
Does that describe the media when they cover these murders? Well, we don't know very much, but he wore a, did you see that nice shirt he wore? It just, it's frighteningly similar. And they just droll on about their latest celebrity crush who happened to be killing people. And this infatuation has really ugly results. We are trolling for celebrities, and we're using a $1 billion media program to dredge up the next mass murderer. It costs our kids' lives. It makes the media look stupid, which is bad. And, you know, it's not like there weren't good things to talk about. Talk about the defenders. Talk about the first responders. Talk about how our kids are hundreds of times safer at school than they would be if they were just walking the streets of Chicago. But that infatuation that they have with a murderer serves a purpose. It gets them ratings. They're selling us fear and anxiety, and we won't say that's stupid and turn the channel.
Right.
Now, thank you and I occasionally can laugh at the ads we all have to run, but you're not doing that. Thank you. And your listeners have come to count on you to not do that. I really appreciate it, Bill.
When you say the ads that I'm forced to run, which ads are we talking about? Ads are...
Every media, anybody who's selling advertisements,
right.
You know,
okay.
Often you, all right, it's the next car commercial, it's the next whatever commercial. We don't get to choose that. But there is something we can choose, and there's something that our listeners could do. I would like to make the next mass murderer the last one. And your listeners can do this, Bill. You and I can talk to each other till we're blue. I don't think that matters. But our listeners can change it.
Sure.
When our listeners hear of a mass murder, I know everybody wants to turn off the media because you know what's coming. But you're on a mission this time. Don't do that. When you hear a media outlet mention the murderer's name or show his face, take a note. Take a note. On my blog, I even made a checklist. What type of media was it? Who was the host? What were the station call letters, network affiliation, date and time? You don't have to memorize this. It's on my website. It's on Amaland. Station, now, go get the station contact information and say, you're promoting mass murder. You're popularizing mass murder, and you're creating the next one. And when an advertiser comes on, call them up and tell them the same thing. You just did some guest hosting at WORD, right?
Right.
Okay, so the sales department gets a couple of those calls. They get it from advertisers that are saying, hey, you're putting me right next to this guy who's killing our kids. Stop doing that. That's not what I paid for.
Right.
How many phone calls like that happen before the sales manager walks over to the news producer and says, fix this? Five? Six? Seven?
You know, I don't have
a handful. I'll bet you.
It's not going to be that many. It's not going to be that many.
Yeah. If a handful of news accounts turn around and call the stations and say, hey, that's not what I paid for. We don't need national legislation. We're not infringing on anybody's right to free speech, but we can hold them to account in ways that really no one else can. We'll be the adult in the room. What do you think?
Somebody needs to be.
Somebody
needs to be the adult in the room.
Isn't that sad? They're depending on you and I to be the adult in the room. What a bad plan that is.
I think so. But then again, you know, they seem to be shirking it anyway. But that's all right. Coming up on the first break, Rob and I, when we get back, Rob and I will continue to be the only adults in the room. In the meantime, you can catch Rob's audio output on iTunes. It's either Self-Defense Gun Stories or the Polite Society Podcast. His written word, you can find that at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Amoland.com or, and I'm drawing a blank. I just lost it. ClashDaily.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Back from Memorial Day, talking to Rob Morse, as we're actually sort of on the downslope as we get ready to go to tactical response for the fighting handgun class we're going to take. Just out of curiosity, are you taking everything that's on the checklist?
I think so. I read over it last night. I figured I could. Why? Well, they asked for drinks. They said they suggested a Camelback. I don't have one. I'm going to have to use water bottles. So what?
I'm gonna have. Well, see, I'm taking. My wife is. Kim's coming. So.
Okay.
I'm gonna have this little shelter set up, and I'm gonna have about 4 or 5 cases of Gatorade in the back of the vehicle.
Oh, and that, I did not see that we had to bring our own shelter. But all right.
Well, no, you don't have to bring your own shelter. I'm just probably the only one that's going to have somebody there that's just going to be watching it happen.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so, like elbow pads. I've taken a few defensive pistol classes before, never brought elbow pads. Bringing knee pads, too.
Yep. Yep. So we're going to get down and dirty. Pads. That's just
fine.
Guess
so. I guess
well,
so.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I've... just because of some of the, I'll call them gun games, IDPA. I've learned to shoot, what do they call it, urban prone, which is on your side. But I've never learned, never been taught, never practiced shooting from my back, you know, where you have to spread your legs and shoot between your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never done that. So there's a lot to learn down on the ground that I don't know.
Well, it's a... You know why you would go down on your back and engage in a gunfight? Do you know the best application for going down on your back?
I don't. Tell me about it.
If you're being attacked with a knife.
Ah, yes. Just roll away and shoot up. I mean,
if they're coming at you, you know, at about 21 feet, if you don't have your weapon out already, well, you got to create distance, but you also got it falling down a little sort of changes your angle, their angle on you.
That's right. You know you're going to the ground. You're not going to stand there and get stabbed.
Right.
I get it.
Yep. So that's one way I've seen it employed. I'm sure that's it would also come in handy if you're knocked over to be able to figure out how to shoot when you're on the ground too. So
and given that. Most attacks happen at night. Okay, bad visibility, add uncertain. You know, I know this isn't a big issue in California. In the rest of the world, it rains. Add dark rain and uncertain footing. Yeah, you can find yourself down pretty quick. Hey, since this was the Memorial Day weekend, thank you for your service.
My service was when I volunteered for the military. It was something I was compelled to do, and it was something that I wanted to do. So my time in service was actually some of the best time of my life. You know, that was the height of my power physically, and I got to spend it doing something fairly selfless. And when my time was up in it, my time was up, and I moved out, and I moved on.
Right. Some people won't get a chance to do that.
Nope.
As a joke, though, to make light of those who've made light of human life, what do you call 9 people killed and 29 others wounded?
Weekend in Chicago?
Yes! Oh, you read this. Okay. you did your show prep. Yeah, it's that looks like mass murder anywhere else, but it's a weekend in Chicago, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Last year was just... 8 killed, so it's not getting any better with time. And this is Gun Control Central. This is the city that has every regulation they can think of and a couple that are just ridiculous. So what's the big deal? The police were out in force. Now the police are under consent decrees, so anytime they talk to anybody to prove that they're not profiling for basically any an hour that they spend talking to people on the street, they have to spend about an hour of paperwork, so they effectively cut their police force in half.
That, and I also think they still have a whole lot of Ferguson effect happening there, don't they?
Huge amount. Huge amount. But watch what the politicians can do. Oh, a thug killed your son. Oh, we're sorry. There's nothing we could do. We'll just pass another gun law. When, in fact, it's the horribly messed up politics of Chicago that are getting people killed. You're not seeing it. Go right across the border, Gary, Indiana. But if anything, Gary's in better economic shape now than Chicago. And yet we don't see the violence. You know, the Illinois politicians say, we have violence here because of Indiana's lax gun laws. But you don't see that violence in Indiana, right next door. It's disgusting. It's heartbreaking. Every one of those victims deserved a life, and the Chicago politicians let them down, and the Chicago voters let them down.
Well, I kind of think, and I know this is really, this is so cynical of me to think this, and at the same thing, or rather at the same time, I just can't help but think it simply based upon what happens every time one of these issues occurs. I almost think it's by design.
How so? Describe that a little more.
Well, I mean, every time they have one of these things, like the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, that was a right. that created this quandary for them, because he didn't use an AR-15, he
right.
didn't use a semi-automatic handgun, he didn't use a semi-automatic anything. He used a shotgun and he used a revolver,
weapons that were 100 years old.
That's right. So he comes in and does that, and their outcry over that. They're still out there saying, how many more? How many more? But at the same time, it's not nearly as vehement as it would be if he had used an AR-15 or something that was box magazine fit.
Right.
So,
did you point out that, in fact, it's hard, it's in no sense of virtue, that the shooting in Santa Fe killed more per shot because the guy was using a shotgun. A
yes.
shotgun is frighteningly lethal.
Yeah, well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. They never with these things when they're going after these weapons. James Holmes used a shotgun. Nobody ever mentioned the shotgun when he used
right.
the shotgun, and that was his opening weapon. And he killed 8 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But shotgun holds what, 6, 7?
Yeah, typically.
So he probably killed most of the first one. I mean, his first weapon was probably the best weapon. He didn't know how to operate the AR-15 because he used a Betamax and it jammed up, and then he went to a Glock. We're about to.
Yep.
Well, let's pick this up on the other side, but let's pull this apart and do a little deconstruction,
forensic analysis.
Yeah, a little deconstruction of the analysis with good forensic analysis of what's actually used and everything. Rob Morris, you can analyze everything he does online, Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, remember it at this time, and featured writer at AmmoLand.com. Podcast, Flight Society Podcast, Slope Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump presented the Medal of Honor to the late First Lieutenant Garland Connor of Kentucky. Pauline Connor, Connor's widow, accepted the award on her husband's behalf. The president is also celebrating his first real Supreme Court victory. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Legal battles have been raging for over 15 months, but now the High Court has voted 5-4 to uphold the president's so-called travel ban, which limits travel and immigration from 8 nations, 6 of them largely Muslim. The 8 are Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, North Korea, and Venezuela. The ruling does lift restrictions that had been on visitors from Sudan. It had been challenged by several states that said it was anti-Muslim and discriminatory. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House is expected to vote on an immigration bill tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Like a long, long time. And at the outset, Rob had pointed out that, you know, we had basically what everybody would be up in arms about if this happened in a school or an enclosed building, and it all happened at one time. We had that this weekend, this past weekend in Chicago, and we the press ignores Chicago. And my position is that doesn't keep in with the narrative because, you know, Rob, the Democrats were in Chicago.
Right.
And I think it's good for their business. I think it's good for their campaigning to have all this unstopped gun violence and everything else. Every time this happens.
It becomes the reason we can't throw them out?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little bit like the doctor who poisoned you saying, I'm sorry you're sick, that's why you have to keep paying your medical bills? Excuse me? I mean, the first thing you have to do is, if these bad politicians created this problem. What's odd is I don't think the news media is really smart enough to tell them that. And the pundits certainly won't. You won't see that in the, you know, Sun Times.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about the fake stream, okay,
right?
Obama was just somewhere. I talked about this the other day. Obama was somewhere, and he was saying that he had a scandal-free administration.
Yes, I remember that.
And the reason he was able to say that with a straight face is because the media never covered his scandals.
The media covered for. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely, it's true.
I mean, right, just Fast and Furious alone should have been the end of the Obama administration.
Right. Let alone Benghazi and all the other silliness
Well, I mean just the subterfuge behind Benghazi. I mean, Benghazi, Obama wanted to arms people in Syria. So
right.
That Benghazi outpost was where that ammunition or that arms cache was, and that's why they broke in. And, you know, they talked about all of the American weapons they stole. Do you remember when? Do you remember when they were requisitioning? And it was a years before. It was 2012 or I don't know when, what year, but the Army put out a requisition for 550,000 AK-47 magazines. The U.S. Army did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they went.
Yep, and they already had the rifles at a something they call the West Coast Depot. That's right across the border from you in Texas, which is a sort of a you and I would have a lot of fun going into that warehouse. We couldn't carry out everything we want.
So. Hey, speaking of, when's the last time that you got to the range?
I was talking with my partner JT about this. The last time I went to a range was when I was test shooting a gun at SHOT Show at the Nighthawk booth. And that's the only time this year I have been to a range.
Okay, come on. Yeah, I mean, you can go to this training cold, but we'll both get a lot more out of it. I'm on a dry fire schedule where I want to practice at least every other day dry, and I was at the range last week. I'll go back a couple times before we go. I'm sure they'll train us no matter how we walk in. It's just the better we are when we walk in, the more we'll walk out with.
The thing is, I've got to go to the range this coming weekend because I'm going to have two new guns to test.
Okay.
I'm taken to that. If you heard the Ace Firearm ad, they have taken and from the ground up fabricated the whole upper part of a Glock.
Yep.
From the ground up, they've done it there in-house, and we're going to take polymer. He's going to use polymer 80 lowers and actually conform them to this slide, and I'm going to be using two of those. So I'm going to have two of those, and I'm going to have how many guns have you taken?
Two.
Two. Yeah. Okay. See, I anytime you go to a class, if you take one, one is none. So, two is one. So that it's always good to have the backup.
Hey, speaking of, let's jump to some good news for a second. Did you get a chance to cover Rick Ector's exploits in Detroit?
Did he finally train the 800 women?
He didn't make eight. It was seven and change.
Oh well.
Which is still just stunning.
Yeah.
And you know what Rick spends on this? What he collects from volunteer donations.
Sure.
People donate ammo. All the instructors in the area donate their time. And he's just going, hey, you're a woman in Detroit. There's crime on the streets. I don't want to see you hurt. Come, just learn a little bit about a firearm. Tell us when you'd like to come. If there's an opening, then if not, we'll tell you when there is an opening. He had to go to that because if seven people show up at one time, you got a problem. And wow, that's now in perspective. That's one person for every 1,000 concealed carry holder in Michigan.
Yeah,
but he's doing it right.
Yeah. You know, thinking about this, we could actually start this little thing where me and you offer to go take these classes. In exchange for them sponsoring us going to these classes, then we do like a little podcast report and video report and everything else to talk about it on the air.
Sure.
And it could be the Morse Frady Report.
You don't think Kim would say, you know, get tired of traveling?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I know, for example, right now, locally, you know, Aaron Cowan, I could get us into Aaron Cowan without any problem.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I could talk Fisher into it. We could probably talk Ector into it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We could go let Tatiana, you know, torture us.
Yes.
I mean, that'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
And I'm just going because I want to learn from James. James has there are so many great instructors out there. Okay, to everybody, go take a gun class. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Most people don't have their permit. Those that do, that was their last training. It's so exciting. There's so much to learn. I've become a training junkie. I aspire to take as many classes as John Adine, but I can't.
You know, with James now, with Tactical Response, they have an alumni class that a lot of people come to, and a lot of people have taken multiple classes from them once they take... And this is the fighting pistol one, I guess this is, or the anti-fighting level, which we're taking, is the one class you have to take to get into anything else at Tactical Response. And he's James's school is very prolific. I think they do about 6,000-7,000 people a year.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It is, and I like it. It's to me, if there were, how do I say this, without sounding just, I want there to be 1,000 people like James. There can't. We do. I'd like every county to have somebody like James, and so that we change the culture broadly.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back, because I've always, you know, the one part of the gun industry that I have been waiting to take off with all the new guns that are out there is training. And yes, that seems somewhat stagnant. Let's talk about that when we get back from this next break, because that has always been a mystery to me. That is, I will not entertain having a sponsor that is a trainer just because I know I can't make them any money.
Isn't that a hard? Yeah. We'll talk about that when we get back.
It's horrible. Now, Rob Morris, on the other hand, I know that you can go find him on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and everything else with either Self Defense Gun Stories or the Polite Society podcast, and you can find him online all day, every day, at one of three places, or maybe all three places at one time. Featured writer at ClashDaily.com. Featured writer at Ammoland.com with his own blog, Slowfax WordPress blog, which, you know, and he is also very prolific with his output, which I really appreciate. Thank you so much for that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
My guest is Rob Morse. We've been talking about a bunch of stuff, he and I.
Well, we're going to talk about training right now.
Yes, yes. And the bad part about it is the lack of it.
Which is, you know what, to me, it's baffling to me, Bill. It's like if anybody talked to you about, they go, boy, owning a gun is pretty serious. Oh, no, right. Going to the range is fun. You shoot, it's a great hobby. You go, yeah, but carrying it, man, what a responsibility. That's heavy. You go, okay. Yeah, okay, I see your point of view. But have you ever actually taken a course? Because every course I've been to, you know, it's not a riot. It's not a comedy club, but it's exciting. Everybody comes out, even if they worked really hard outdoors in crappy weather, they come away going, wow, that was something. We learned a lot. They come away enthused, empowered, excited, because they learned so much. It's almost, how did we, somehow we messed up that product, though.
Well, I don't know it's so much that we messed up the product as much as it is that with a gun, you know, for people that are going to carry a gun, that's relatively easy to do.
Right.
But, I mean, I would love to see somebody that has been a gun owner for, say, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years or something, and then come up on them. And, you know, they've got their permit and everything else, but I want to see what they're carrying and how they're carrying it. And I think we could probably look at them and figure out, you haven't been to a class, have you?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So many things, wow, they have to learn so many things the hard way because they really don't know better. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's ways to simplify it and everything else. But the other thing is that, you know, like wearing a kit, wearing body sure. armor and everything else, when you're putting your
Whoa.
Pouches on and everything, everybody puts their pouches on. And then the first time they run it, they find out, wow, this is really not a good idea how I set this up.
Ah.
In most cases, unless they have some guy that's run one and actually knows, hey, if you go down prone like this, you're going to land on this. And my, that's going to hurt. So, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, you got to get out and actually try it. And that's where I think if somebody were to go and train, they would find out the fallacy of, say, and I don't want to disparage anybody's product, but, you know, most of the products that you find, like at Walmart, that will be a way to carry a gun.
Oh,
they don't work. They don't work.
Yeah, no. No, don't. Don't do that. But I think there's also a part of our society, and I hear this more from politicians and some law enforcement. They go, well, you know, we just want people who are highly trained to carry a gun because it's very difficult. It's only my highly trained officers should be allowed to do things like that. And I'm going, oh, stop it.
Like at the NYPD?
I was just reading where it was in Tennessee. The narcs broke into the wrong house and nearly killed the homeowner who's hiding in his room with a gun.
Sure.
Because he goes, I thought they were, you know, criminals breaking in. That aside, I think that does a disservice. You and I would love if everybody was highly trained. Oh, crime would disappear tomorrow. They'd all take up knitting to make a buck because being a criminal would just take on a whole different complexion.
Sure.
But for every training standard that we set, we're disarming more people, and that's not the goal either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it breaks my heart.
It is a mystery to me as to why training has never taken off, though. Because, I mean, back in the golden age of YouTube, I was certain that Chris Costa and Travis Haley were going to make the training industry erupt with their Art of the Dynamic series they put out with Magpul.
Right. Yes.
And then, you know, you got James coming along with his, some of James's videos are training videos or talking about training videos. And Fisher puts them out. Lots of people put them out. And now we still haven't seen that happen.
But are we trying too hard? You and I have seen lots of training classes that work wonderfully. But they're not for firearms. Think of your local dojo.
Yeah.
Come on in. Our beginners are on Monday. Our intermediates are Wednesday. Our advanced are Friday. You need extra help, come in on the extra days. And we spar every third weekend. You know, something like that where come as you are. This is how it is. And it's just for 45 minutes to an hour once a week. Because I don't think we... You know, when you and I walk out of a two-day class, on our way home, we're going to go, wow, what was that whirlwind? And we just hope we took good enough notes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but it's also going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a ball.
And I think that may be the difference between you and I going to a class or somebody who's been in this for a little bit versus somebody that's never been to a class. I just sort of wonder if it seems a little intimidating.
Yeah.
When you got all these, you know, you're rolling up on Jaeger, you know, shaved head, long goatee, tattoos everywhere, coming up talking about the only gun should be this gun and it should be that gun, you know, and letting that shell, that facade that you see there, letting that make your decision for you.
Right.
How do I measure to that? I mean, go out there and figure it out. It's not, I mean, some of the guys that I train with in the military. And I'm not saying this to be disparaging of them, but, I mean, some of these guys, the first time they'd ever had any shoes was when the Army issued them their boots. And yet, given a little bit of time, they became a soldier, including with the basic rifle marksmanship, where they would be starting basically on zero.
Right.
And in 3 weeks' time, they would qualify with a weapon. So it is doable. It doesn't matter what your skill level is or lack of skill level. It is definitely doable.
Well, and now, we were just talking about that with Ben Branham. Given that most of the people that I talk about on my Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, they haven't taken any training, really. Sure. And yet they prevail a fair bit of the time. In fact, if you attack an armed civilian as a criminal, you're probably going to lose. That's the way to bet. And so where are they drawing that experience? I guess that self-defense is closer to a common experience than we give it credit for.
It's instinctive. Yeah, it's instinctive.
Yeah, it is. We our everyday experience gives us enough to draw on because it's certainly nothing you have the time to think about when it happens.
The other thing is, I'm almost certain that the bad guys that are robbing them. I mean, I've seen video of hold up guys getting in there, and they go to rack their slide, and they do a double feed on it, and now they don't have a gun anymore. They just got a slide that's racked,
Right.
And they don't know how to clear the stoppage. So,
To amplify your point, what was it? 80% of the criminals involved in violent attacks are intoxicated at the time?
Yeah. So.
To which you and I go, thank God.
But I do think that having that kind of training. Now, you never hear about a guy that is like you, like me, that's been to Jaeger's had students that have it happen. But for the most part, you never hear about a guy who's been to five classes in his life, because if you did, he would have shot the person four times in a space about the size of a fist.
Right.
And they would have come, well, the mad dog went to train and learned how to kill. That's how they would characterize him. So I also think that helps you with your self-awareness and everything else. And then once you've been through a class like that, it probably keeps you out of trouble because you're looking for it from then on.
Have you had a class from William April yet?
No, I have not.
You want to. He's a psychologist.
Okay, we're coming up on the end of the hour.
Yeah, we're just going to have to do it next time. Oh,
okay.
Next week. I love
Very
it.
Good. Very good.
So that's not a stumble. That's show prep.
It's like a cliffhanger. it's like we're both hanging off the edge of the cliff, and the train is coming.
Twiddling our toes.
Yeah. Rob Moore.
Talk to you next week, Bill.
Yes, sir. Find him at Stitcher, iTunes Radio, online. He is everywhere doing everything. And very shortly, we'll be in Camden, Tennessee, doing some learning. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
And the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.